I wrote a series of poems I call portraits about friends of mine. Some of them are partly imaginary, I have to say. I don't know that much about the people I know. But I set myself two formal tasks in them, if I may put it that way. They were all about failures, and so I thought it would be kind of symbolic of that if I had something, if something about each of them was missing. You know, for instance, the first one is called Portrait with Short Hair, and what's missing there is some of the hair, you see. And also I wanted to get in a reference in each of them to Mexico, or almost to Mexico, for no particular reason. I've never been to Mexico. I'd like to go, but I never have. But anyway, those two things are, keep appearing, I think, in all. I'll read four of them out of a set of five. The last one is about myself, and I'd rather not read that and show what's missing. Portrait with Short Hair. The days, and the scissors you cut your hair with, oh, how dull. Time to change the needle. Put on another record, no, something Baroque, and think of the good times. Think of lakes and rivers. It's hot, let in some air. Let the smell of leftovers be one with the perfume of cooling asphalt, leaves. And the nights, ah, wonderful, you alone, alone with the slums, the flower pots, the stars. Think of the sea. Unzip, just as though someone were around to be made love to, or any way to pose for. The mysteries of sex. Someday you'll wake up back on that Christmas morning in Mexico, still a virgin. Portrait with flashlight. This took place in New Mexico years ago. My friend was an usher in a movie house. What lonely aisles you prowled in search of the forbidden, blinking your usher's torch, firefly of the balconies. And when you found it, love, it was to pure French horns soaring above the plains of Saturday's westerns. The defiant eyes laughing into the sudden beam, the soft Mexican curses, the stains, the crushed corsages. Off, off with the bright buttons, poor spy, there's no disguise. Your Anglo heart's as dark as theirs was, and it speaks with the same broken accent. Girls read it in your eyes and ask for your autograph. And you give them poems, poems with hair slicked back, smelling of bay rum, sweat, and hot buttered popcorn. Furtive illuminations. Portrait with tequila. I assume everybody here knows how tequila is manufactured, you know. Portrait with tequila. Pull down the shades. Your black boyfriend is coming. He's not like you. He wants to live in the suburbs. You want to paint. It's your hand does your dreaming for you. The same hand, braceleted with scars, that smooths down cats, sheets, men. Under it, your body is turning into landscape, metamorphoses of the moon. The stars, what do the stars say? Caution in money matters, in romance. Oh, prodigal. The white convertible circles the block again. The neighbors are asleep, the insects, the wind. It's late. But then he's married, and this is still Texas. Night is a giant cactus blooming at your window. Potent, aromatic, the liquors you press from it. Portrait with one eye. Now this one's all true. A friend of mine hearing, it took place some years ago, but a friend of mine hearing the revolution was brewing in Nicaragua bought a bus ticket to Mexico City, which is all that he could afford, but he thought he could make it on from there. But the bus unfortunately had a stopover in Kansas City. He went around to one bar after another and ended up in the charity ward of the hospital with one eye missing. He had been beaten up and robbed of everything. And when the Kansas City Star reporter came around to interview him, first he had already told the police this, but the story appeared in the Kansas City Star. When asked what his occupation was, he said, lyric poet. And the story appeared in the Star. I've never seen that identification made before. I only hear from him now when he calls me long distance, and the call is always collect. There's a reference to that later. Portrait with one eye. They robbed you of your ticket to the revolution, and then they stomped you good. But nothing stops you. You have identified yourself to the police as, quote, lyric poet. What else with fractured jaw? Orpheus, imperishable lyre. Your life's a poem still, broken iambs and all, jazz, jails, the complete works. And one blue silver line beyond the Antilles vanishing, all fragments. You who could scream across the square in Cuernavaca at a friend you hadn't seen for years the one word, bitch, and turn away, that's style. Or this, your other voice, this whisper along the wires at night, like a dry wind, like conscience, always collect.